from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, September 27th. Coming up, vaccination rates among Black and Latino residents have ticked upward in recent months in Champaign County. We'll meet one of the voices who's pushed to make that happen. That story coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A Republican congressman from Northern Illinois says the results of a controversial ballot review in Arizona could help change the minds of people who believe the election was stolen from former President Trump, but he's disheartened by calls for similar ballot audits in other states. Susan Stevens has more.
Congressman Adam Kinzinger is on the outs with many in his party because he's not a Trump supporter and doesn't buy into the rigged election narrative. So he was disappointed to hear Texas Republicans announce they'll audit election results in four counties. That announcement came only hours after Trump demanded a full forensic election audit from Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
This can't be how government works. You cannot have a partisan politician demanding the machinery the civil servant machinery of government moved to advantage him.
Kinzinger says the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol offered Republican leaders an opportunity to move on from Trump's leadership of the party, which they didn't do. Kinzinger serves on the House Select Committee investigating the attack. I'm Susan Stevens.
Attendees at Saturday's 12th annual CU Pride Fest vendor fair in Urbana say they're happy to be back in person this year. Organized by Uniting Pride and taking place the same day as the annual Pride Parade, the fair featured local LGBTQ+-owned businesses and other organizations. Sarah Fleming, owner of the Pipe Dream Salon, says this is her first year as a vendor. However, she's been attending the Pride Fest Fair for a decade.
Getting to be in the same space with other, queer people, in the sort of celebration setting is, really empowering.
Vendors at the fair say they wanted to show support for the LGBTQ+ community. They included Carle Hospital, McKinley Health Center from the University of Illinois, and Courage Connection, which seeks to address domestic violence. Many University of Illinois students say they want to see the university divest from companies that produce fossil fuels. On Friday, some of those students gathered around the alma mater statue on the Urbana campus to make their voices heard as part of a global climate strike. Vivian Law of the IPM Student Newsroom has more.
Students held signs saying "We won't rest until we divest" and "Planet over profit." The protest was organized by the U of I group Students for Environmental Concerns. Organizers say it's wrong for the university to have financial ties with companies causing climate change. Dat Huang Lu, the co-chair of Young Democratic Socialists of America, attended the protest. He says the university needs to listen to its students.
So many students come here wanting to some way, somehow contribute to the world in a beneficial way, but are instead funneled by the university, into these industries that, are complicit in, the destruction of the planet.
U of I Chancellor Robert Jones has said the university plans to stop investing in all such companies by 2025. I'm Vivian Law, Illinois Newsroom.
Thera Anderson of the IPM Student Newsroom contributed to this report. Still to come, we'll meet a local hospital chaplain and pastor who's been an important voice to encourage more minority residents in Champaign County to get vaccinated. His conversation with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman is next on 217 Today.
Hi, I'm Moss Bresnahan, Executive Director of Illinois Public Media. I want to thank the more than 300 friends of WILL who contributed during our fall radio fund drive. Given all that has happened in the past few years, the support of our listeners remains crucial to providing essential news, music, arts, and educational programming to our community. As we approach our 100th anniversary next year, thank you for your investment in the future of Illinois Public Media.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Keith Thomas wears many hats in the Champaign-Urbana community. He's a full-time pastor at Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church, and throughout the COVID-19 pandemic, he's been on the front lines as a hospital chaplain at OSF Healthcare. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman spoke with Pastor Thomas about how that experience has made him eager to promote the vaccine.
When we first started with COVID, it was a very scary thing. I mean, the first time as a chaplain that you walk into a room with a COVID patient, you have a recognition that you are putting yourself in harm's way to a certain extent. but for a greater good, and to make sure that everybody knows that they're loved, that they're valued, and that they're being cared for. And it's absolutely frightening. It's terrifying. It's scary. And so that landscape has been part of a new norm that we live with. We safely walk in and out among people who are dealing with this condition that's come upon them.
When was the first time that you walked into a room to speak with a patient who was COVID positive? Was that pretty early on in the pandemic?
Yes, pretty early on. It was during that time where what's being worn, you know, looks almost like a spacesuit, you know, from my childish imagination. That's what it looked like.
Was that an adjustment? Because I imagine in pre-pandemic times, you didn't necessarily have to put on that like spacesuit level of PPE to go in and talk with the patient, right?
Well, certain levels of certain PPE is needed for certain type of infectious rooms. And somewhat, yes, some of it you did have to wear, depending on what it was. If it's something airborne, then you actually did have to do it. But it's just a rare thing. It was so rare. Whereas today, it's common. That's the easy part. It's the unknowns, which don't always get recognized. Behind every person that is in a room struggling with COVID, there is a group of loved ones and family members that are looking for support. And that's just the hospital, but we also have to think about the nursing homes. How do you respond to the person who says, I'm so frustrated because I can't go in and see my mother, my father, my son? They crave attention, and all they get is a window. And that doesn't work.
So I know that the Champaign-Urbana public health data shows that compared to other demographics, some of the Black and brown communities in our county have had lower vaccination rates. And I guess I wanted to ask, was that part of your motivation for becoming more active and so outspoken about vaccines and other public health measures?
Sure. Well, one of the things that we had to do to deal with the vaccine coming out is to deal with the level of mistrust and misinformation. Unfortunately, it's still a prevalent scenario. So what we have to do is just share and share boldly what the facts are and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. We don't want to argue with anyone. We just state the facts and let a person make the judgments. Unfortunately, and the hardest part is that people won't believe the facts until a sickness comes and really impacts them or their family. And that's the unfortunate part.
What would you say to someone who says, well, Pastor Thomas, I trust God, so I'm not going to get the vaccine? Because I've seen that type of rhetoric in different places. And so how would you respond to someone who feels that way?
Here's my statement, and I'm very clear. I say to that person, if you can trust God without a vaccine, you can definitely trust God with a vaccine. The same power exists with or without a vaccine. It's just your trust that's in the way.
That's Keith Thomas, a pastor and hospital chaplain in Champaign. He spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says sunny, breezy, and warm again today with a high of 89 degrees. That's all for today. Reporting today contributed by Susan Stevens, Charisse Jones, Vivian Law, Farrah Anderson, and Christine Herman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Molneen. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.